FM News Talk 97.1. On-demand audio.
Tim Jones, good morning, buddy. How are you?
I love that. I'm going to use that.
Isn't it great?
That'll drive all my Twitter trolls absolutely up the creek.
I love you've had a lot of Twitter trolls lately. I've been following you, and there's a couple of people that have just latched onto you.
Like flies to honey, Mark.
Yes, sir.
You know what it is, Mark? I can always tell with the frequency. It's like a parabolic curve, right? And so when it's going up, I know we are having an effect, right? Because
right.
they wouldn't bother if what we were saying as common sense conservatives wasn't somehow. They're worried about it, right? They're worried that we're saying things that are relevant, that are true, that are resounding with the American people. And have you ever seen the left, number one, go so far left in our country, in our nation's history? No, I think this is a historic moment for them. But number two, have you ever seen them so wrapped around the axle? I mean,
no.
their world, Mark, we were supposed to be in a very different world by now, weren't we? We were supposed to be in a world where Obamacare was the law of the land and was being expanded like every good government program does. We were supposed to be in a world where Hillary Clinton was securing a liberal activist philosophy for the Supreme Court by putting 2 to 3 more activist judges on there to join Kagan and Sotomayor and Ginsburg. We were supposed to be in a world where taxes were on the rise, spending was on the increase, and we would just kind of be the same as everybody else around the country, or around the world, and we would welcome anybody and everybody who wanted to come here for whatever purpose, and we'd be an open, borderless society. And so what a different place we are in. We are back to the America that our forefathers and foremothers dreamt of, a place of freedom and opportunity for all, but yet a place that respected the rule of law. And you know, Mark, the left wants freedom, right? They want freedom of to be able to tax anything that moves. They want to be able to free to sue everybody, and they want to be able to be free to, you know, abort babies on demand. That's kind of their freedom.
Yeah,
and that's
yeah.
Where it ends.
That's very true. You know, and the best example, you talk about them being wrapped around the axle, just off the rails is another way to put it. I look at the victory of this Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez up in New York. Did you know, Tim, that she's going on a victory tour around America? This is the socialist that just got elected up in New York, that just defeated a Democratic congressman up in New York. And she's coming to St. Louis next weekend, not this coming weekend, but next weekend, to campaign for the person running against Lacey Clay in the 1st Congressional District.
Oh, you just made my day. You made my week.
It's
you
true.
Year, Mark Cox.
This Cori Bush. Cori Bush has invited this socialist who wants free college for everybody, a chicken in every pot, abolish ICE, open borders, completely nutso, wants to take all of your money and transfer all your wealth, and she's going to invite this woman to come here and campaign for her on that platform.
If you and I could get inside the DNC war room, a place that we'll never see, I can imagine being in that room, a fly on the wall, you know, listening from the closet. They do not want this. I can guarantee you they do not want this. The future of the Democratic Party, if it's going to have a future in the United States of America, is not to go full metal Democratic socialist. That cannot be the future, because if that's true, Mark, then that party is going to be resigned to the dustbin of time, because if you seriously look around the nation, and I'm not talking about the popular vote in this last election. We've never had a real popular vote in this country because we don't have a popular vote system. We have an electoral system. But I will guarantee you that if you had the ability to somehow poll every single American in the land, you would find that this is very much a center-right nation. You know, not too far to the right, but definitely not to the left. We are a nation that, why do I say that? Because I believe that there's still a majority of Republicans plus common sense independents who believe in economic freedom. They believe in free markets. They believe in a strong defense, a border, that your nation should have a freaking border that should be patrolled and governed. And that largely the people should be able to make the decisions for themselves, like your last guest was talking about. When we lose the idea that big government should ultimately allow the people to decide for themselves most of the decisions in their lives, we've lost the nation's principles, and we've lost the nation that was originally founded, called the United States of America.
Beautifully put. Remember that you took me back a few years. Remember the movie Tropic Thunder?
Yeah.
You should never go full socialist. The Democrats are about to learn that lesson.
Yeah, I think, and you know what, Mark, that's great. If they want to do that, I think that's wonderful. But how in the world, I mean, and you saw the initial reactions, which were probably the honest ones, from Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer when they were asked about Ocasio-Cortez's victory. And they both kind of recoiled, and they were kind of like, well, yeah, you know, don't put too much into one district there and there. So there, you know, that happened up there. And, you know, you saw them push back against Maxine Waters and the Maxine mob, which is, they definitely put that down. They realize that they, in order to be a majority party at all, anywhere in this country, they still have to have good, hardworking, blue-collar men and women Americans as part of the Democratic Party. They can't just be a party of full-out, full-metal left-wing socialists. It doesn't work. They're all about math, right? They're all about just counting people as pawns, counting all their little ducats.
Right.
And that doesn't work out. And so I think that's great that she's going to do a nationwide tour for left-wing socialism. That's just divine. As we head into the fall, we got the Kavanaugh pick. What is a Claire McCaskill to do with all of this? Is Claire McCaskill going to put out the welcome wagon for Ocasio-Cortez?
Yeah, it makes you wonder. It does. And, you know, I appreciate you being in here for me last week, but I know you didn't get a chance to the Supreme Court decision wasn't till Monday night. Tell me your thoughts on Brett Kavanaugh very quickly, because, you know, we've got people suggesting that because he was part of the Bush administration, he's part of the establishment, he's not the person we needed in that role. I'm not so sure I believe that.
I'm absolutely fine with Brett Kavanaugh, Mark. I've looked into his background. I've done a lot of reading about him. President Trump had to thread a needle here, right? I mean, I think I would have loved to have had Amy Coney Barrett.
Right.
But look at what the left calls extremist. Brett Kavanaugh, a pretty normal, milquetoast kind of guy, living in the very establishment Tony suburbs of Maryland outside D.C., has a lovely, brilliant wife who's apparently also very politically minded. She was in the White House. Two spectacular daughters. Georgetown Prep, Yale Law, was hired by Kagan to teach at, I think, Harvard or Yale. Teaches at Yale, teaches at Harvard, teaches at Georgetown. In his spare time, Mark, this guy works in soup kitchens and feeds the poor and is a huge supporter of Catholic Charities. That's the left's definition of extremist in 2018.
Yeah, yeah.
So if that's what they're going to say about Kavanaugh, holy cow, we might have had, their heads would have all exploded if Barrett had been nominated, and they would have really thrown down on that. It's really going to be hard with a straight face to say that Brett Kavanaugh is not qualified. The guy is imminently qualified to be on the court. All they're going to do is run to their new version, their latest term, reproductive rights, which, as your guest earlier this morning talked about, how Roe v. Wade was an activist decision and a bad decision at the time. And if it was a bad decision, then the Constitution would say you need to reverse it. So, you know, that's what they're going to make this all about. I don't know Kavanaugh's positions on Roe v. Wade or on anything else, because that's good, right? That's good that we don't know. That's good because he should take the cases as they come before him. A Roe v. Wade case may never make it up to the Supreme Court again. It may, but I think he's eminently qualified. I'm not worried about whether he's, you know, too much a Bushy or not. President Trump chose him knowing his entire history. He read the entire dossier on Kavanaugh.
Right.
I can guarantee
right.
you, I like the pick very much.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I think this ship has sailed anyway, right? There's not a single Republican yet that said they wouldn't vote for him. There's nothing the Democrats can do to stop this train. They're just going to make fools of themselves is what's going to happen.
As long as Murkowski and Susan Collins don't hear something that makes them nervous because they happen to be pro-choice Republicans, then Kavanaugh should be fine. He seems incredibly brilliant, incredibly capable. I think he'll be he's probably more like a Roberts. And, you know, Roberts makes us nervous every once in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
But by and large, you know, he's made some great decisions as Chief Justice. I think he's more in that vein. I think Kavanaugh's more conservative than Kennedy, which is good. Kennedy was way too much of a swing vote. It was always like fielder's choice. What's going to happen next?
Yeah, that's true. Hey, Tim, I got to run. Hey, keep up the good work battering those trolls.
Thanks, Mark. Glad you had a great vacation. Glad you're back tan, rested, and ready. And thanks for having me on again this morning.
Outstanding, my friend. Thank you. We'll talk to you soon. Speaker Tim Jones, the Tim Jones Show, Sundays 7 to 9 here on FM News Talk 97.1. Quick break. Back in a minute.